1995. I am Joyce Reinhardt Larson, a volunteer interviewer for the Germans from Russia Heritage Collection, North Dakota State University in Fargo. It's a pleasure to visit with Bertha Ammann at her home here, and we will start with some questions, Bertha. Can you tell me your name and your date of birth, and where were you born?
Bertha Ammann, born June 3rd, 1910, and I was born in Romania and Russia. And that I have to.
How old were you when you came here?
Not quite a year.
Uh huh.
Because I was a baby.
Mm-hmm. How old was your oldest sister or brother?
My oldest brother was 13.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. No, it says here he was 13.
How many brothers and sisters came then?
Well, there were six of us. There was.
Mm-hmm. Can you name them?
Yeah, there was Gottlieb and Israel and David and then my sister Amelia and my brother Alex and then I.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any more children when they came to
yes,
America?
Yes, they had three children. There was Oscar, Ida, and Jake.
I see. And where were they born?
They were born down at Lair, North Dakota, McIntosh County.
Uh-huh. When they came from South Russia, did they come through Ellis Island?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I have someplace I have where my dad got to be a citizen and what the ship was and all, but yeah, they landed in Ellis Island, New York, June 10th. See, then I was a year old by then.
I see. Does it say any more about the ship?
It was called the Island of Tears. It was called that because a beloved family member was rejected or sent back, never to be reunited with loved ones.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't see where it says the ship.
Uh-huh.
Where it,
But all of your family that came, they were accepted into the United States?
No.
No, the one wasn't?
The one had to stay back in New York because he had eye infection.
I see.
The 13-year-old.
The 13-year-old.
Yeah, no, was it not Israel? He would have been 11 years old because they were all 2.5 years or so apart.
I see. So what happened to him?
Oh no, it was he was not permitted to go. That was Gottlieb. That was the oldest, because of an eye infection, which was first detected in Brenner, Germany, the port city where they were. To board the ship, Kaiser William II was the ship, that's right.
Uh-huh.
When the infection cleared up several weeks later, Gottlieb made the trip alone to North Dakota.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
So when your family now got to New York, then they did they take a train then out to?
Yeah, they took a train out to North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Because my uncles, my dad's brothers were living there.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting that a 13-year-old then, you know, I bet your mother hated to see him
was so sick, you know.
Your mother was sick?
Very sick on the ship. But
right.
They thought that they wouldn't even get her over, and so was I.
Was that seasick?
Seasick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people.
Yeah, so many people didn't make it. Like my husband's grandmother didn't make it.
She didn't?
They lost her at sea. She was buried at sea.
Buried at sea.
Mm-hmm.
How sad.
Yeah.
But I know that.
That happened.
That did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they came to North Dakota, and did they have a homestead waiting here for them, or?
No. The family left New York by train for North Dakota, and my dad's name was Baldasser Zimmerman. Already had two brothers, Gottlieb and Conrad, living on farms near Lair, North Dakota. They stayed with Conrad and Christine Zimmerman until they made a sod house on a farm about 9 miles south of Lair, south and east of Lair. See, that's where they settled. They didn't live in that house that we were living when I remember. They had built a sod house on the land because then people were still there. There was a sod house right a little ways off, about a half a mile down the over the land there.
Mm.
They showed us sometimes where things were laying there yet, glass and
is that right? You mean, and then he bought it from somebody?
Then
the farm?
He bought it from somebody, yeah, from the people, the name of Laux, Laux, L-U-X or something like that.
And then you moved into the house mm-hmm. that they had?
That fall, yeah. See, that wasn't in the summer when we came, and then they stayed with the uncle till fall, and then they built that sod house. Well, they lived in the sod house with my uncle there, too. For a while, that's where my one brother, the first one, was born there in that sod house, Oscar.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
How sad it was for my mother.
Did she ever talk about it?
Well,
do
I
you
knew
know
she,
that?
I knew that she was homesick.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Did she wait for mail?
Well,
you know where?
As mail came, but that took months.
Yeah.
You know, at that time,
yeah.
The ship.
Who did she have to leave behind? Her parents?
Parents and all her family, you know. Uh-huh.
So none of her brothers and sisters came?
There was one brother in Washington State. Godlieb Wall was in Washington State. That's the only one.
So her maiden name was Wall?
W-A-H-L.
Oh, W-A-H-L.
Mm-hmm.
And did they come from the same area in Germany? Or in Russia, I guess it was?
Well, as far as I know, that they, although I looked at the German obituary and it says a little bit different, a different, you know, it wasn't the same country, but I mean it was a different, just like different county or something. I don't know just how that was there.
Yeah, community, village. They lived in villages there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your father's parents, they were left behind too?
Oh, yeah.
And where was that again?
That was in Germany, in Russia.
Russia. Where in Russia?
Let's see. I have it on here where my sister was born, so that must have been the place. In Bessarabia, Hoffnungstal.
Hoffnungstal?
Uh-huh, South Russia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did they ever talk about life over there?
Not that I remember much that they said much about it.
Uh-huh.
All that, you know, what my brothers or my sisters said.
Well, were they farmers?
They were farmers, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why Catherine the Great wanted them. Because they were good workers and work up that land.
And they were pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I had some of my dad's relatives were, well, real well-to-do. The one was, I guess, a millionaire.
Really?
One of the uncles.
That was in Russia?
Mm-hmm.
In doing farming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that big farming and had lots of hired help and all. So.
Oh.
Kind of root with his hired help.
Is that what you heard?
Mm-hmm. That he'd have to whip after him if they didn't go ahead and do what they were supposed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that was told, huh?
Well, it was interesting that it was told, and still, I suppose he was one that wanted to get ahead and
mm-hmm.
get lots of his own.
mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. So you had six brothers and sisters, and
two sisters.
And two sisters. Six brothers and two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's nine of them.
How did your parents, do you think, did they decide on children's names? Was there any special way in your family?
Well, they had, like Israel, that's in the Bible, and David, And I don't know about the other, but the youngest brother is Jacob. And then I remember when Ida was born, and she was 80 years old now, the last Sunday, a week ago. And I remember yet when she was born that they asked me what I wanted to, and we decided on Ida. And that's what they, but I was only, well, I 4 and a half years old, so it's pretty hard to remember.
Interesting that they asked the family.
Well, yeah, we had to go and see the baby, of course.
Yeah.
But usually there was a midwife, and then she helped along with mm-hmm. asking and wanting to know. Of course, we were so bashful that.
Was the midwife a relative?
No. Not at that time. I don't remember who she was. But later, when my youngest brother was born, I knew that lady.
You did?
Yeah, but she was not a relative. She was just in the neighborhood that they went and got her.
I see. So all the kids were born at home, weren't they?
Oh, sure.
And no problems?
No problems.
With your family?
That I know of. Well, mine were all three born at home.
And they were, huh?
Mm-hmm. But I had a doctor.
You had a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Come to the police then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, how old were you when you left home?
I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
Young, too young.
Too young, yeah. What did you do when you left home?
Get married.
Right away you got married, huh?
Yeah, I got married when we...
Who did you marry?
Huh?
Who did you marry?
John Almond.
John Almond.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a neighbor there
then? He was a neighbor a few miles from us.
Mm-hmm.
Got to meet him at the school, I guess it was some doings at a school.
And they were farmers there in that area too?
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And how many children did you and John have then?
Three
children. Mm-hmm. What are their names?
Well, the oldest one was Larry Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
and then the daughter Lillian Gladys, and then Rupert James.
Rupert?
Yeah.
Is it R-U-B-E-R-T?
P-E-R-T. The one that's living in Moorhead.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Larry, the oldest one, passed away
uh-huh.
in 83.
Oh. Did any of them continue with the farm? Or, let's see, no, you and John, what did you do then?
Well, we farmed at first, but our oldest son worked for Western Union. He was in service, and after he come home from service, then he... Well, after a while, he was young when he went into service. He was had only graduated from high school, but then he worked for farmers and that, and then after he got older, he went out to work. He worked in Fargo, then when he met his wife, did carpenter work and different things, whatever he found at that time, wasn't so plentiful.
So no one carried, none of your children took over the family farm?
No, we didn't have a farm then.
Oh, you didn't have a farm then?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. Well, we did farm, but Larry didn't want to farm. And so he went into Western Union for telegraph.
So in those days now with your parents, how was property inherited in like your parents' and grandparents' generation? Do you know anything about that?
All I know is they had land over in the old country. How that was, how they got that or how...
Uh-huh.
They usually had, what would you call it? Dowry call for women, but would that be for a man too? I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, they all got something from home, like the others that I remember. Now, at home, my folk,
mm-hmm.
they gave them horses and different machinery so they could start out.
I see. Was it pretty equal between the boys and girls?
Well, they tried to.
They tried to be.
Yeah. They like. When I got married, and I got some cows and my furniture for to start out, what you had to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way it went on.
Mm-hmm.
What they could do.
Do you know, did the older sons have a different inheritance than younger sons?
Well, that I don't know. They lived closer to home, and I left from home. I moved away from home. So they could go home, and mother would bake bread, and they would get different things that and needs and things that the folks had, where I didn't get it because I was too far away.
Uh-huh.
So I lost out on some of that.
Yeah, right. You had to do that yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, look out for myself. So.
And of course, by the time you got married, you knew pretty well how to make bread, I'm sure. And
well, that's what I had to learn.
Oh, you had to learn it.
Oh, yeah, I had to make bread because being that my older sister got married and my mother wasn't well, then I had to mix bread and wash clothes and everything.
So when you started out, you knew how to do all that.
I knew how to do that, yes. School wasn't necessary for girls anyway,
uh-huh.
And boys neither, because so they would know arithmetic and that.
Yeah, did you go to school? How many years of school did you have?
I didn't pass the seventh grade. Then I was taken out of school because my sister got married and my mother was sick.
Uh-huh.
So my dad went to the school superintendent and took me out. So,
mm-hmm.
And I loved school, and I would have not had to take all the subjects either. I mean, I would have gone on to eighth grade. And but
they needed you too bad at home?
They needed me too bad at home, so what could I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the boys? Did they get to school more than you?
No, the boys, some of them only had third grade. My one brother only had, Alex only had, I think, third or fourth grade.
Hmm. How did you feel when you were taken out of school? Did you,
well,
do you remember being
I felt kind of bad, you know, because I wanted to go to school, at least go through the eighth grade.
Yeah.
But then I didn't dare to say anything.
Why not?
No. You didn't tell your parents what you preferred.
You knew it wouldn't happen anyway?
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't happen. Yeah. But they needed me.
Yeah. You could see what was happening at home and you...
Yeah, because my mother couldn't do the work, couldn't clean the house, and couldn't bake bread. And
what was wrong with your mother?
My mother, when I was 5 years old, she lost a kidney and she never was well. And then later on, she was diabetic. And,
oh, I see.
So she was not well.
Uh-huh. She needed all the help she could get at home.
Mm-hmm. So it was all right in a way. I learned a lot of things, learned to cook and all that, which I didn't do before when my sister was home.
Yeah.
Then I helped outside more.
So some of the things that you had to do at home, what did you enjoy the most as far as like chores that you had to do?
Oh, I loved to clean house.
You did?
Yes, I loved to clean house or do varnishing or painting.
Oh.
Yeah, I loved to do that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like to feed pigs. Couldn't milk cows. I cried. I wanted to learn how to milk house when I was 9 years old. After I was married, I said I wished I had never
learned. Because everybody learned how to milk cows, I think. I mean,
yes.
You were all needed.
Yeah. So,
how far were you from town?
8 miles out.
So you sold cream then for your income? And
yeah, they sold cream and cut the skim milk to the pigs to sell them. Raise your meat.
Mm-hmm. You remember doing the butchering and all that?
Yeah, I remember the butchering very well, but I never stuck around when they butchered the pigs because they squealed too much.
Did you do that too when you got married then, I suppose?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We usually went together with some of my husband's relatives lived there then where we lived in town of county, so we went together with
mm-hmm.
family.
So if you didn't do some of the work that was expected of you, how could you be disciplined? How were the kids disciplined in those days?
I did my work because you knew that you were in trouble if you didn't.
What kind of trouble?
Get a spanking.
Oh. From Dad or Mom?
Dad. I never got a spanking from my mother. I got one spanking from my dad.
Oh.
And I, after I got older, I understood that I had it coming.
So your dad was pretty...
He was pretty strict.
He was strict?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was pretty strict.
Would you say that you raised your family not as strict?
No.
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 You didn't believe in that?
No.
Mm-hmm. What made them so strict in those days?
Well, that's the way they were raised.
Yeah. And they really were, weren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was common.
That was common. You didn't talk back to your parents.
You really could not express yourself, could you?
Mm-mm. And you never could give opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
That must have been frustrating.
Well, it was hard. I don't think that all the parents was like that. The one uncle that we lived with, I don't think they were that way. They were different, a little bit different. Because my aunt, she... Like when we went to school, we couldn't talk no English, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we had to learn the English. If we were said anything in German, then we had to stay in for a recess or something. But at home, we were not supposed to talk English.
Just the other way around, huh?
Yeah. And then when my aunt got to be older, and she was in the nursing home in Bismarck, and we went up to visit her, and she said she don't understand why they were so foolish that they didn't learn with us when we went to school the English language. My dad had to learn to get to be a citizen, but my mother never heard her say an English word.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know in those days sometimes they'd have moonlight schools. Were you familiar with moonlight schools?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess it was, they'd have school in the evening, for the adults to learn English.
Not around that I know that,
you know.
Unless we did in towns or something.
Well, no, I think it was country schools, but they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people just didn't want to give up their language.
No, that's why they didn't want to give it up when the churches started to have the English.
Mm-hmm.
The older people didn't want to give theirs up.
Mm-hmm. You remember that, huh?
I remember that because I thought, why not cater to the young people that they come to church instead of giving up the church when they go on their own? Why not do things for the young people to keep them coming to church? And instead they wanted it that way because they were the boss.
Yeah. Well, and they lived in America. I mean, didn't they feel that now we were in America, we were going to learn the English language? And
that I don't know how they felt about that. That's the way they should have felt about it. That we're Americans now, we learn the American and we do American things. We still can work our way, you know, but still do it the American way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. But now in your family or the people you were around, they didn't feel that way that you know about.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to really hang on to
every
old tradition.
Old tradition that been so
mm-hmm.
was strict. And
that was common.
Well, sure, it was not just my age.
Oh, and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know. There were some, though. I talked to one man, and their family must have been different, but my family was like yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Where are you from originally?
From Gap, Beulah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You
mm-hmm.
said then that's all German, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So were there, in that area where you were raised, were there other nationalities around you?
Well, not right around us, but by my husband's family, there were Jewish people around.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And how did the families feel about, how did the German Russians feel about other nationalities or like the Jewish people?
Well, they got along with them, but not that they thought much about them, because they thought they were not workers like they were.
Yeah. So you think that's the main reason? Is that
I think that was the main reason, and they didn't keep up things like the German people did. So that was one thing, I think, that they kind of felt that they were lower or something, which mm-hmm. shouldn't have been, but
that's the way it was. Were they farmers, those Jewish people?
Uh-huh, there were some farmers, but there were some that we had one man in there in the store that was a Jew, and Ashley had some Jews that had stores.
Yeah. What church did you attend?
At home I attended Baptist church, but my folks were Lutheran. I was 7 years old when they turned over to the Baptist church.
Why did they change?
No, my uncles were there and they went to the Baptist church.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, there was, in the Zimmerman family, there were Baptists on the old country already.
I see.
But my folks were Lutheran because they went to the church that John's folks went to.
Oh.
First.
A little country church.
Mm-hmm.
And now a Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? 2 years or a few years later, then they joined the Baptist church.
Then they turned the Baptist church and went to the Baptist church.
Did they have to drive a little farther to that church then?
No, that wasn't quite as far.
Was baptism and confirmation important in the family then?
Well,
for the kids to be baptized and confirmed?
Not at that time, as I remember it.
Really?
Some of the older ones were baptized, but I don't know if they were confirmed. I got confirmed after I was married, because there was no Baptist church around where we moved to or anything, so in the Lutheran, then I got confirmed in the Lutheran church. And as far as I understood, I was baptized as a child, but I'm not too positive.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like when you had younger sisters and brothers born, you had three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Were they baptized that you remember?
No, not that I remember.
Mm-hmm. So religion maybe wasn't real important in your family.
It was important. It was important to them because that was one thing. We had our Bible reading in the morning and the prayer. All the time.
Every day?
Every day, harvest or any time, even if it was short, but it had to be.
Like at the breakfast table?
Mm-hmm.
Did your dad read from the Bible then?
Yes, my dad read from the Bible and that prayer and mother's bed. Yes, that was.
Mm. Before you start the day's work, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see.
That was very necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
the kids had to sit and listen?
Oh, yeah, they had to listen and learn. And we went to, to our Sunday school class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the later years, then when I was still born, they had half English and half German. They had it in English and in German.
Mm-hmm.
See, then we could read it in English, but we did not have an English Bible at home at that time.
Not. You still know German?
I can talk it, but I can't read it too well. Like, if we go to any place where there's German singing, I can't hardly follow because I don't know the words anymore.
Can I lose it?
You lose it. And I'm not amongst German people here at all, mostly Norwegian and Swedes.
Hmm.
And they talk Swedish. My neighbor, she talks Swedish sometimes. I said, well, if you talk Swedish, I'll talk German and see if you understand that. Each other, but she was married to a German man, and so she does know a few things that he always said. And I said, well, you cannot criticize the Germans because you were married to a German.
Yeah. You were German by marriage, huh?
Yeah. Must have seen something in the Germans that she got married.
Why, sure. You bet. How about holidays in your family? Were they celebrated in a big way, like Christmas? What was Christmas like?
Well, my kids asked me this Christmas, the grandchildren, great-grandchildren asked me what I got for Christmas. I said, I remember one year my sister and I, we got blue velvet bonnets. for Christmas gifts.
Oh.
And in the morning, Christmas morning, we had a soup plate full of nuts and candy and cakes and dates, which was a treat, and Bravia orange, which we didn't get all year long, apples and pears and grapes that we had. Had regular apples in the fall. My dad would buy apples and we'd have apples for school and that.
Uh-huh.
But
oranges were a treat.
Oranges were a treat. And I don't remember about bananas at all. We must have had some to put in cello, I think, as far as when I got older.
Mm-hmm.
When I made cello myself and that. So.
Yeah, that was always good.
Yeah.
Was there Santa Claus?
Well, in school, when we had programs, there was a Santa Claus, but they didn't have a Santa Claus suit. They took an old sheepskin and turned it inside out, and you know how that looked. It scared the little ones.
And you remember that, huh?
Yeah, that I remember.
Like when you had a Christmas program at school, what was it like?
Well, we have to say pieces and sing. Hi.
So your Christmas program, you had to say a verse?
We had to say a verse and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes three of us girls that were in same grade, we'd sing together. I remember one year we sang Red Wing, and we had paper dresses on, and they were pretty short, and I felt so embarrassed.
Paper dresses.
Well, crepe paper, you know, it's made from crepe paper.
Oh.
I don't know why it would have to be. But I always loved to be in programs and that and learn poems and that.
Mm-hmm.
I loved school.
Yeah.
And I could memorize and all that, but now I look at the phone number and turn around and it's gone.
But it sounds to me like you could learn pretty easily, and it came pretty easily to you.
That's why I liked school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember, did you sing at home? Was there music in the family?
Yes, there was music in the family. My one brother, Israel, second brother, he took organ lessons after we got an organ. And my dad played the accordion.
He did?
Oh yeah, he played some real Russian dance music and all for us, and then hymns and sing. That I remember real good when I was a kid. I loved that. And Sunday mornings when it was nice in the summertime, we'd sit outside before we went to church and we'd sit and play the accordion and sing some hymns, which I enjoyed.
Uh-huh. Did you sing along then? Did
you know what I knew that I'd sing along. But they would, when they had company, like my uncles were there and neighbors, then they would sing. They'd stand around the organ and sing.
What nice entertainment.
Yeah, it was nice entertainment. But otherwise, the front door was closed. We were in the kitchen. We could be sane but not hurt. You know, that was...
How'd you feel about that?
Well, we didn't know any better. You know, Tracy, when you brought up that way, you thought that had to be it.
I know. But you know, I talked to my dad, and he said, you know, I just wish we would have been allowed to be with the older folks. Because he said, I would have learned so much more.
Well, sure. I know they laughed. They must have told jokes. So I told some jokes, too, and all, because they laughed so in the front room. But we couldn't be in there.
And when the singing was going on, too?
Then the door was open, then we could, but we had to be quiet.
Yeah. You couldn't sing along?
Well, it was the older people that sang then at that time. Later on, it was not that much anymore.
Uh-huh. You remember some of those songs?
Oh, yeah, they're all the old-time songs that are, we sing them over here in the midweek service. All the old hymns.
You mean hymns? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Name some of those hymns.
I couldn't have that, you know. I'd have to have a book to read the title.
Uh-huh. Or some of those Russian songs. Do you know any of those, Sam?
No. That was just, you know, dance music.
What made you think they were Russian?
Well, my dad said that they were Russian. What did they call them? The circus or something? They were like circle dances or something that really fast and...
Oh, I see. So that was not a German tradition at all,
was that
it?
Was not German. But they told us that they danced in Russia.
They did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we were not supposed to dance after we were... They were Baptist ones.
Oh. Took a little fun away, huh?
No, we went anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we danced at home when we had company. And somebody came along that could play the accordion. Then my youngest brother played the accordion from 5 years old on.
Really?
Could hardly see over Dad's accordion. He learned to play it.
Uh-huh. So, did some of them have lessons?
Well, the one brother did. The Israel's second oldest one had lessons to play the organ.
Where did he get the lessons?
Oh, they had to go to Lair to a lady that gave them that.
And your dad and mom were willing to do that, huh?
Yeah.
Take time out of their busy...
Yeah, well, he was old enough that he could even go by himself. Christ came at that time.
So they encouraged that?
Oh, yeah. But they liked music
itself.
They were
musical, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But they could really sing, them older people.
They could, huh?
Oh, yeah, they sang real nice. I always enjoyed music myself.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever wish you could have played it?
Yes, many times. Even now, I wish. But my other brother, Alex, that was next to me, he learned by himself. He played the mouth organ and then he played the organ. He had an organ that he played. In later life, then he had his own organ and played that.
Mm-hmm.
He'd sing it. I have some of tapes of his that he sang.
Was it more encouraged for the boys to learn some music than the girls?
Well, it seemed that way. Although my cousin's one of my Uncle Conrad's girls, she played the organ in church. So she went at the same time when my brother went to Lair.
From that lady, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any folk healing methods that were used at home? What did you use for a doctor in those days?
Ourselves.
Uh-huh. You were your own doctors.
You were your own doctors. Put a warm towel around your neck, rub it with camphor or something, and whatever you had on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And put a warm cloth around or lay on the water bottle. I laid on the water bottle a lot because I always have earache. When I went to school, when it was so cold, my hands and feet got cold, and I had an earache that night.
And that was the remedy?
Mm-hmm.
And it helped?
Well, it helped, yes. When it got warmed up, then it helped, and I could sleep. Otherwise, I was laying there and crying.
How about like plants? Did they use any kind of plants for healing? You know?
No, there was the only thing that I really know was camellia tea, and that is still in use. You can buy that in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You probably bought it already.
I like it.
Yeah.
We always picked it at home.
Yeah. That's what my sister still has, and I have some from her. But I have bought it already too.
It's convenient in the bags.
Mm-hmm.
What did you use it for?
Well, for drinking when we had upset stomach or something.
Mm-hmm. And besides that, it tasted good, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Didn't taste that. But my mother used peppermint. That was green drops, it was called.
Mm-hmm.
It had another name, but we bought it. We even bought it sometimes when White Duck was up here, and there was a guy from Ashley working there. They had it too, so we even bought. And that was good for upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so.
Are you familiar with Heilblätter? Blätter?
What
it is a leaf from a plant in the garden, I guess.
Oh.
That was used by some people as a healing.
Healing plant.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Heil?
Well, when it was Heil's letter, meaning mm-hmm. just a healing leaf.
Uh-huh. But what would it have been?
I would love to find out.
I know that I don't know.
And you don't know. There was one person that told me that, and I would really like to know what that plant is,
yeah.
but she didn't know.
She didn't know.
So I've asked, and I haven't found out.
Yeah, the only thing I knew that they used this was horseradish leaves for when they made pickles, you know.
You do?
Yeah, cucumber pickles. They wash nice leaves that were not all chewed up and broke up, and they used them to put in, and that was good for the pickles. It gives it a flavor because it was a horseradish and kept them nice and crisp.
I never heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And still used dill too?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was laid on the bottom before they put the pickles in, and then in between, if they had a big crock or a big barrel that they made great big.
Yeah, that's right. It's not jars, you know.
No. And then it was laid on top too, for a cover, because it had to be washed off, and the leaves would be washed then, because they would turn kind of white and the scum on them. So they'd wash the leaves off. If they were any good, then they'd put it back on, because it had to be cleaned off, because
mm-hmm.
there'd be a scum from when it started to work.
Mm-hmm. You like those pickles?
Yeah, I used to, yeah, but I don't eat much pickles because I also have stomach.
Uh-huh. How about some of the foods that you made, German foods?
Like strudels?
Yeah.
Dumplings? Nutzle? I don't make it, but I like it, but it's all heavy food. It's not for my stomach.
Did you make a lot of kuchen and things?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that was a must for almost every week.
Kuchen right along with the bread, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make the sweet dough, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you made some out of bread, but that was a little bit more tougher to cut and all. It was not like that.
Right. So. What other pastries, German pastries, are there?
Oh, Kiechle, that was, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then what do they call it? Now they said the Indians make it from bread dough, they made them stretch Kiechle.
Indian tacos.
Well, fried and fat.
Yeah.
But they're from raised dough. They make them up here at the Dorwood when they have the term, and haven't you been up there when they make them?
You mean that they call those the Indian tacos?
Well, no, it's German Kiechle.
Oh, German Kiechle.
Uh-huh.
No, I haven't had them up there.
Haven't you?
My mother made them.
Yeah, my mother made the whole dish pan for... They had to make such big batches of dough, of course. And my sister-in-law, my oldest brother's wife, she never made them. And, oh, he just loved them. He'd come home and mother would make them.
Was that a dough... A sweet dough?
No, that was from bread dough. And you'd make it out into little buns like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make your fat hot, and then you let them raise a little bit, and then you stretch them and put them in the fat, then they got all bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. If I made them, we always ate too many.
What'd you make them with then? Like, I guess I remember having with sausage.
Well, with prunes is what we had, sweet things.
Oh.
Because they were, well, I suppose you could have it with sausage, but we didn't have them with sausage.
It was more of a dessert.
It was more of a dessert, you know, because it was nice and crispy and bubbly.
And then you eat like prune sauce
uh-huh.
with them? I see.
Yeah. And sprinkle a little sugar on them.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then they make, what do they call them? The fetterman. They made some, my mother made some kefir, but they, They had quite a rich dough and made them and cut them with a cookie. It was a cutter that was scalped, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they'd make slits and then turn them kind of in.
That's Norwegian when you call them fadiman.
Yeah, no, but my mother made them, so she was not nothing yeah. in Norwegian.
I wonder if that was called slitskika.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, no, it was slitskika.
So that was a rich dough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was similar to a donut. Not as rich, but it was similar to a donut.
Uh-huh.
More like a raised donut.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like when you had weddings and festivities like that, what kind of foods were brought to those kind of affairs?
Yeah, they were more the kuchen and that.
The kuchen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's say an everyday dish at home, a weeknight. What was a common meal?
Well, at supper time, I don't know that, but that, like for dinner, at noon, we'd have sauerkraut and pork, you know, pork ribs, you know,
uh-huh.
or the what we call the pork chops. They would even have them, but it would be trimmed off pretty much because it was used more, the meat was used more for sausage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they had not as much meat on as if we have a pork chop. And then they'd cook them backbones, you know,
mm-hmm.
with a sawed up in pieces. And
you put them in the oven for a long time?
No, yeah, they were cooked on top in the in the one of those black iron kettles.
And mixed with sauerkraut?
Mm-hmm.
And just let them simmer away?
Yeah. Put on and cook them for quite a few hours and the meat was nice and tender and the homemade sauerkraut. And I could eat big plates for them. I never had no stomach trouble.
Not thin, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I still can eat sauerkraut and it doesn't give me trouble.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Then did you have mashed potatoes with it?
Mashed potatoes or any other potatoes, didn't matter.
But you had to have a potato with that, mm-hmm. probably, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that was an everyday meal.
Yeah, that
was
a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother made some, well, it's a corn, what call it, like cornmeal mush. She made that sometimes.
Oh.
Then if there's some left over, she'd slice it and fry it.
Hmm.
But we always used bacon or grease from ham. It was always pork. It was no bought.
Well,
I never know that we had oil or any bought stuff.
When you fried those schlitzkekla then, what kind of oil or what kind of fat was used?